handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? Switch on TV. They give me a news. They give half truths to me. They give us wise. They feed us lies. Now I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too
Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you. On Pearl Harbor Day. Should I say Happy Pearl Harbor Day? Is that something we can be happy with? I guess it would in a sordid kind of way. By the way, that we referred to Anthony Summers, you know, and his work in the book A Matter of Honor, Clearing Up the Record. You know, we had him on the program a couple of weeks back when we aired the segment on JFK, the JFK murders. And he, of course, is one of those naysayers to a non-conspiracy theory. You know, it's so politically unpopular to use that word, conspiracy, unless you're the government and you're claiming a conspiracy. You're claiming a conspiracy, for instance, involving a Saudi Air Force recruit who's at the Pensacola Air Base, the Naval Base, the Air Force Naval Base, Pensacola, Florida, and you go berserk because your hatred for America and your hatred for poor little tiny, innocent, defenseless, surrounded, besieged Israel is so great that you cannot contain it. Ladies and gentlemen, well, you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. Those are the conspiracies that we can believe. The Saudi Air Force trainee who condemned the United States as a nation of evil. Well, I can't actually disagree with much of that. And in a hate-filled Twitter account, his manifesto, that just hours before he, quote, killed three and injured eight at the Pensacola Naval Base. And, of course, that follows on the Pearl Harbor base attack just a few days prior to this. Now, naturally, you know, people who know reality and who can divorce themselves from the mainstream propaganda media can think for themselves. They can ask questions. They can see the mantra. They can see the handwriting on the wall. They can come to their own conclusions. But one thing you must never do, and that is you must never just accept anything that this corrupt administration, Congress, government in Washington has to say, or the media, which seem to oversee everything. That's one thing you should never do. Anybody who says that you should just accept it as reality is either part of the lie or they're just plain ignorant and dumb. And I mean, there are a lot of dumb people in this nation, in this world today, yeah. But you know what? There's also liars. There's also deceivers, as the scriptures tell us. You know, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Boy, ain't that the truth. Well, it is. So, I'm going to have a video clip. You'll hear the audio in just a few moments that will deal with this mantra. And I don't agree with everything in the presentation. It's only going to use about maybe five and a half minutes of it. But it was sent to me by Monica Huggett in South Africa. And Monica's been on this show many times, as you know. And it's pretty interesting because it comes from Britain. And it deals with this whole business, you know, the London Bridge knifing attacks again and all of this and how the Muslims are being driven to come in. And we must now follow that dialectic of condemning the terrorists but welcoming in forgiveness and love and peace and joy and togetherness and all of that sort of good old-fashioned communitarian doctrine, right? That's right. I know Lark is listening. Well, in any event, that'll come up in just a moment. But first, we can hear it together. Let me bring him up. Art from Philly is back again, and let's say a big hello to him. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Good.
So how are
great
you?
To be
you
back.
All right?
Yes, yes.
Good. You sounded a little quiet there. I couldn't hear your voice. All right, now I can hear you better. And, what are your thoughts on Pearl Harbor Day today and this whole business that we've been talking about with husband Kimmel and his grandson there, Manning?
Well, I think they're fighting a good fight, and I hope they win. I mean, I think, they were scapegoated over the issues with Pearl Harbor. It may be as simply as what he's saying, that it could have been incompetence, which even General Grant said back in the Civil War is one of the worst forms of corruption. Or it could have gone a lot further, that, the Soviets were trying to edge us on into a war with the Axis powers because they wanted to, get some relief from their country being attacked. So I think those are two motivating factors. And you've also mentioned that we have one of our representatives who was basically in the Roosevelt administration was basically working for the Soviets. So it would behoove him to basically do something to start, if he could, possibly trigger a war with Japan at that point. So I wouldn't put
it
past.
One of many. Yeah. One of many, right, in the War Department and many in the Secretary of State's office, as we learned under Truman and during the investigations of McCarthy in the 50s, but also the fact that the Soviet Union had a grip hold on Roosevelt, and he even mentioned it often. My friends are communists, and he had an admiration for Stalin. He absolutely gingerly approved of just about everything Stalin had proposed. And we saw that at Yalta and at Tehran. And other ventures where he was just the lend-lease program. All of this stuff was to bail out the international banks, the criminal elite, the powerful synagogue of Satan that would be able to bring that omelet, make that omelet by smashing more eggs. And they did, after they promised there would be no more war. So can we trust this government? No. Should we trust this government or the media? No. And I think those are the two lessons that we can learn from all of this. That's my opinion.
Right. Right. And, it is just World War II. Let's go forward. Look at the Vietnam War. Yeah.
Sure.
How many people lost their lives in the Vietnam War? And then the Middle East Wars we just had, how many people lost their lives? Too many. And what's really interesting is the initial public offering coming up from Saudi Arabia for their oil, Aramco. So, I would be awful leery if I was an investor to put any money into that IPO, especially with they got a war going on with Yemen. Yemen's shooting down their drones. They've already successfully attacked their oil fields. And, what they're trying to do right now, I was just reading the financial news, is they're cutting back on oil production to create a shortage in the country. I mean, in the world oil supply. So I see... basically, the United States and Russia are big oil producers. That's an opportunity to take market share away from the Middle East. I think it would be better for the world. And I think I've seen that information. Yeah. And also, I saw that it was on LiveLeak. They're talking about Alberta, how the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, is basically decimating them, putting all the people out of work. There's almost 175, maybe 200,000 people lost their jobs in Alberta. Over this, that's where Greta went out there, and they're saying, we need to put, Americans and North America back to work and, use our own resources, not use the Middle East resources. I think we'd be better off getting out of there. The sooner the better.
Well, it's ironic you should just say this, Art, about the jobs, because as you know, jobs growth has soared in November as payrolls have surged. They've gone 266,000 new jobs. Those are the jobs that have been reported to be created under the Trump administration. And, of course, the market has turned into a stellar performance, according to what we're being told by this government in November. So what's the complaint? Why are you people on RBN? Why are you so upset? Why aren't you getting in on the important issues like the charade in Congress over impeachment? The economy's booming. I mean, the stock market's been just rising like no tomorrow, surging, and everybody seems to be happy right now. And what are you complaining about? Don't you go along with all of this?
It's because they got the printing press running out of control again. You know, I forget what they call it now, but it's quantitative easing all over again. And also, I think I said information showing that, you know, the BRICS, especially China and Russia, are basically bypassing the U.S. currency, and so is India doing it, and, you know, Brazil. It isn't going to be long before, you know, reality kicks in and say, hey, we got these trillions of dollars of debt here, and we're no longer considered a reserve currency. So now you have to actually come up with goods and services and produce something if you want to buy something outside of the United States. And the other thing that's going to happen is all those dollars are going to come back in this country. And you want to talk about inflation, I think we'll be in competition with Zimbabwe and you know, Germany right after World War II as far as what's going to happen when all those dollars come back here.
Yeah. You mentioned Zimbabwe and China. Red China is opening up an avenue of economic involvement there, aren't they?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? The Red Chinese in what was Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, and they're managing to, you know, crack a few nuts there, get some economic interest in Africa again and in southern Africa. Wow, this is amazing. Folks, things are booming. Everybody's happy. And yet, nobody's happy. We're a divided nation. We're a nation of stalemates and fighting as never before. You know, as I say, the stock surges are going way up after the job reports, all of this. We have all of these shootings and all of these massacres, all of these police, you know, involved killings and slayings and school shootings and interdiction, by the way, thanks to our courageous FBI, of these would-be attackers who are usually right-wing nationalist extremists and bigots. As you know, that's the party line from directly the Department of Homeland Security. So we need to understand that. We trust your government.
Right. And then on the economy, we were talking about, actually RBN has talked about it, is the mergers and acquisitions. Realize that started back in 82 under the Reagan era, where, you know, with the 82 Tax Reform Act, that they were allowing mergers and acquisitions to occur using junk bond financing. Primarily, for instance, companies like Drexel Burnham, which resulted in Michael Milken's scandal, who now is a school investor, K12.com, throughout the country in KinderCare. And we can see that as a result of that, you know, the same thing is happening. And we'll talk about Sears real quick. For instance, Sears is, was bought out by the Vulture Cat, the hedge funds, Eddie Lambert, okay? What has he done? Okay, he's basically divided and conquered the company. He's keeping all the real estate, selling it off or investing in it, but all the people are being put out of work. And where is he, you know, basically where does he live? He's got a real nice estate up there in Vail, Aspen there, you know, right up there by the Aspen Institute that we've talked about in the past, you know, run by the boys from General Dynamics, you know, the basically, I can't remember his name right now. Henry and Lester Kraft.
Don't forget is Lou Katz and company and that group there. You know, I know who you mean, though. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Aspen Institute's basically, you know, you can see how these hedge funds are working there. I really think if we want the FBI to go to work there, I mean, they should, you know, they did a really good job with the Italian mafia going after Enrico. Why is it we hear nothing at all about any prosecutions with the Cosa Nostra? I mean, they're prime candidates for the RICO statutes. And actually, you put out that email about the charter schools that forwarded to you there, where we can see the city of Philadelphia. It's like, hey, they're jacking up the property taxes every year in the city of Philadelphia. Somebody's got to pay for the mob-controlled charter schools. You know, So it's got to be taxpayers. But somehow they can't even address the issue that it's all been set up by organized crime, the Cosa Nostra, through the Annenberg Syndicate.
Yeah.
And that just can't even see that as an issue, you know.
Sure.
We got to basically charge billions of dollars in property tax to all the suckers there for our mob-controlled private charter schools. So,
well, you know, all of this is indicative of what we were saying. Many people on the right were warning the real right, not the fake right. Years and years ago in the 1950s and 60s, you know, the post-war massive increase in government at home, particularly at the federal level, is that you no longer have control, ultimately, over your tax dollars or over your own personal estate, your children in government schools. Ever since the Department of Education, and going back to HEW under Eisenhower, that expanded until we actually had a new department, two of them, under Reagan, the Department of Ed, Department of Energy, which under Carter. But Reagan said he would abolish those. And what did he do? Nothing except make them bigger. So, you see, we have a bureaucracy, illegal, but it's there, to control local governments and overturn anything they do in violation of federal edict. And we saw that under Eisenhower with Little Rock, Arkansas, and Mississippi being invaded by federal troops to enforce illegal Supreme Court decisions, and they can do it now. They have done. So you say, well, wait a minute, now the charter schools have moved in. In many cases, you haven't even voted them in. But the mafia has voted them in through the federal government. And now you're telling me, like in Philadelphia, like elsewhere, the costs have tripled in some cases. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right. They're saying, for instance, in the Upland Chester School District, which is Delaware County, county adjacent to the city of Philadelphia on the south side, the south west side, that they're going bankrupt, okay? And the other one where they're tripling is up there in the Allentown School District, which I believe that's the Allentown County. They're saying they're, you know, the cost of charter schools is tripling. And, you know, in the city, in the state of Pennsylvania, there's absolutely very little control or oversight in these charter schools. So it's, you know, it's like the Wild West again. If you can get somebody to pay off somebody on a school board to get yourself a charter school, you can be you can have the taxpayers on the hook to pay for it. And
at the same time, like, the public schools are still getting greater amounts of taxpayers' money, and they have these reports that come out every year. The schools have failed. Let's do a report. Another report costing hundreds of thousands of dollars, issuing, conclusions that, well, we need to reform. And guess what the most important part of that reform turns out to be? We need more money. We need more taxpayers' money. We need more grants. We need more support. Always the bottom line is your wallet. And you know what? It's reaching the end now. It's getting close, isn't it? Can't do it much longer. So along comes Elizabeth Warren and all of these other presidential candidates, and they're waving a magic wand. And, yeah, we can have free health care for everybody, universal. Bernie Sanders. We can bring about one world government here at home. We can have a total control over everything you do, say, and want, but provided we pay for it. But we can't do it by just raising taxes on people. We can't. We know we wouldn't do that on the voters. No, we'll go after the big businesses. We'll go after the medium business. We'll have a special tax where business will pay the full cost of health insurance. And that's a good way of paying for it, diverting attention away from the taxpayer. So they don't have to have an additional burden right now, huh? Doesn't that sound familiar?
Right. I think who was it when they talked about the Affordable Care Act? He says, just pass the bill and worry about what's in it after the fact. What was her name? I think that was Nancy Gambino Pelosi. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think that's the one who said that.
Same one.
I mean, somehow we can't talk at all about, you know, Paul Pelosi getting his contracts with the Ukrainian oil company or, Joe Biden's son there, Hunter, getting all his contracts. That's just off the, you know, that's just not an issue to be talking about. You know, just vote them in and worry about all the corruption and how they control all the contracts to their cronies after he's elected.
Sounds very familiar, Arne. Okay, thank you for that. Hey, folks, we'll come back. I want to play that segment and then your reactions to it after the half-hour break. Stay tuned. Arne and Rick Adams here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to RepublicBroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Adams here with Art from Philly. This next segment that you will hear is about, we're going to play about 5 minutes and 40 seconds or so, The Land of Blah from the UK. And again, we don't endorse everything the author is saying, but the author is trying to make the point that this is a matrix we live in. All of these terror incidents we see are orchestrated and being exploited for greater control over you in accepting the globalist system. Let's play that clip now, Ken.
For funny quotes or to put up inspiring messages, but on the day after the London Bridge attack, they wrote, "An attack on any one of us is an attack on all of us. Haters are not welcome. We are London, and we won't fail." Now, what do they mean by haters? They mean political dissidents, don't they? They mean the politically incorrect. Those folks who will point out the inconvenient truth that multiculturalism isn't working. Haters not welcome, i.e. don't mention the religion of peace. That's hateful, okay? That's part of the problem. The solution is to embrace the terrorists, hug a Muslim, hold up a sign that reads coexist, play John Lennon's Imagine on the piano, take the kids for a mosque visit and have them pray. And don't forget to desperately stick to the narrative. Spin it however you can. When a man who hates our country kills two innocent people in broad daylight, somehow claim this is a triumph of our united society. Bloody immigrants coming over here and battling our homegrown terrorists. Yes, one of the men who took on that terrorist was a Polish immigrant working in London as a chef. So there. See, on the one hand, we have those two deaths. On the one hand, we have a huge increase in foreign paedophiles. On the one hand, we have racially motivated axe attacks and ethnic minority groups storming our cinemas with machetes. On the one hand, we have Rotherham and Telford. But on the other hand, Polish immigrant win, am I right? Massive win. Two dead, but we are united. We will not be divided. Take that, bigots. Another trick they'll pull in Blarland is to attempt to replicate the aura of patriotism in their reaction to these attacks. The marches and parades and the lighting up of buildings and the talk from politicians about our values and how wonderful we are. This attack was carried out by the enemies of tolerance. They hate us because we are so virtuous. And we have chosen such a virtuous path. All of this tries to mimic national pride in order to elicit an emotive response not dissimilar to patriotic fervor from the public. But this is not national pride. This is globalist pride. And the only goal is to have the public reaffirm their commitment to the system's agenda. It helps reinforce a culture of intolerance towards its detractors. To say multiculturalism has failed, or to call out a certain religion, or to mention crime rate disparities between population groups, this is akin to burning the Union Jack in the 1940s. It is met with outrage and disgust. It offends people. Political dissidents are not logical people expressing reasonable views. No, they are haters. They are spewing hate. They are trying to divide us, and they must be shunned, unfriended, ostracized, doxed, and fired. And so a whole culture has been created in which it is paradoxically in the individual's best interests to advocate for his own dispossession and his own displacement, for the erosion of conviviality, security, and unity in the society in which he lives. He needs to keep his job. He wants his kids to fit in at school. So in the immediate, he'll support the destruction of his own country. Indeed, the two people most recently killed as a result of the system's policies were servants of that very same system. Their deaths are reminiscent of the deluded travelers who, buying into the system's propaganda, believe the world is full of lambs, and then they meet their cruel fates whilst touring Morocco or Turkey or Pakistan. Now, one of the young people who was killed in that London attack had a master's in criminology. He'd written a dissertation on the overrepresentation of young men in the British prison system who are black, Asian, and from ethnic minorities, with whom he was sympathetic. He did not see these people as perpetrators. He did not see them as criminals. He did not think about the people they had victimized. Instead, he saw them as victims of a society refusing to be more inclusive and tolerant. And then he was murdered by a convicted terrorist on early release. In the wake of this young man's death, his father tweeted, "My son, Jack, who was killed in this attack, would not wish his death to be used as a pretext for more draconian sentences or for detaining people unnecessarily." His father later wrote in The Guardian that Jack would be seething at his death and his life being used to perpetuate an agenda of hate. The system has perfected anti-fragility to such an extent that even when the policies it has enacted lead to the death of a man's son, that man then acts as its mouthpiece, mirroring key talking points and further propagating propagandistic platitudes. The death of a child, for many, is not enough to break the conditioning. So, how to conclude? Well, here's a summary. When the system fails to deliver societal harmony and a basic standard of security, this presents the system with opportunities to reinforce its narrative. National pride is mimicked and patriotism redirected, strengthening public support for globalism. This creates a culture of silence, making it even harder for people to voice legitimate concerns and criticisms of the system. The system is therefore strengthened by its own failures. When it tells us diversity will bring about a new utopia, and all we see are increases in violent crime, terrorism, and division, the system can double down and tell the public we must be more committed than ever to their globalist agenda. Vote love, not hate. Vote for your own destruction.
us. All right, we'll come right back, Art, and we'll take your calls as well. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Back, 1-800-313-9443. You can call any time. We just played that clip, and, you know, the land of blah. Well, clearly you can see how the advancement of the dialectic takes place with each succeeding terror attack, okay, whether staged, and most of them are staged, or real in every instance. The DHSers, the world Zionists, they always come out now and ask for forgiveness, except, of course, for them. That's a different story. They don't need to be forgiven for anything. They simply defend themselves against anybody, everyone, and against any nation that dares to affront them. But, you know, we need to all come together, don't we? And that's the message now, post-9/11, that we are being entreated to
unless we can all put our differences aside and come together and open up our nations like Sweden, Denmark, all the nations of Europe, the Adamic, Caucasian, Israelite people, and here in America, open our borders even more, even wider, while theirs, of course, don't exist. The whole world is the Zionist borders, you see, and they can dispel anybody they want. Africans are invited in to do the farming and the harvesting because the soil, as it says in Genesis, will not yield for these Kenites. They cannot plant and they cannot reap anything from the ground. The soil will not respond to them. So they bring in Africans to do their work and others to come in and harvest the fields and then leave or else, you know. And this is the big problem with racial supremacy there. But art, here in America, we're told that diversity is our strength, even if it means total, you know, dissolution, if you will, of the Caucasian Israelite people. And seeing it all across America, we're told that we did after Vietnam, right? That we have to take home those Amerasian children, and we have to feel obligated to every nation where we fought for freedom. And now we need to incorporate them into our culture. So what has happened to our culture? Well, it's disappeared, been supplanted. And may I ask you, who are the architects of that supplanting art?
Well, it's obviously the guys who support Zionism. If you look at the immigration policies set up, for instance, in the Obama administration, the head of immigration was a guy whose grandfather was from Cuba, who basically admired Theodore Herzl. So during the 8 years of the Obama administration, you had a hardcore Zionist running the immigration policy for the entire country. Okay, but somehow that never even made the news. Okay, that's not even an issue to talk about. You know, it's so obvious what they're doing. It's simply divide and conquer. You know, and what they want to do is basically, you know, just like what they did in New York City with 42nd Street area. You know, redline it, buy it up for 10 cents on the dollar, then let the prices go back up and put everybody in, make them an economic slave for their financial gain. They've done this all along. They've gone back to the Napoleonic Wars. They did the same thing over there in London there with the big scandal where they said, you know, they had everybody, you know, upset that the British were going to lose to Napoleon, and then they bought up everything, you know. So it's what they do every day, you know, and twice on Sunday. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so no, we can understand why here in America and in Europe now they're being destroyed with an influx of people, and I don't single out the Muslims as the video did. I mean, it's not their fault. After destroying their homelands in many cases, waging wars in Lebanon itself, in Syria, and in Iraq now. We feel obligated that we must all bring them here. And we have to because of what we did to their homeland. Oh, excuse me, we liberated them, that's right, from Saddam Hussein. Pardon me. Now we understand what culture clash is all about and why assimilation doesn't work, you see? They're not assimilable. Right. These Kenites are not assimilable. They become the enemy within. And so, clearly, that's the part of his presentation that I totally agree with. So the next step, we must put aside our differences. Well, let them be the first example. Let the ADL and Mr. Greenblatt and Abe Foxman, a company like that, set the example in that little mini state. Don't you think so? Huh?
Well, let them do it over here. I mean, also include the ADL's Nancy Barr there from Philadelphia. She's the one who's pushing the agenda to get rid of, you know, all the, you know, how would you say, the non-mainstream media that speaks out against them. I even heard, you know, AJ talk recently, says it was the ADL that's been putting them out of business, getting all his bank accounts closed and everything else. So, you know, but talk about diversity. They're one of the most racist, you know, hard-nosed communist gangsters that I've seen any place in this country. And somehow they portray themselves as being, you know, these upstanding citizens when, you know, they're as upstanding as Al Capone, as far as I see it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And one of the, ironically, one of the architects of this hatred against a European America, white America in Europe, has been this guy, Ignatieff, what's it, was his name, Noel or Joel? I think it's Noel Ignatieff. Apparently just died, literally full of something. Apparently had a biological constriction in the intestinal tract and managed to fill up. Apparently this, you know, this is a fitting sense of humor, one man said, on the part of God, you know, that here's a guy that said publicly, he said the white race is anathema and it should be abolished, you know? I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know that because it hasn't been too widely advertised, but Ignatius was, you know, sounding off about the evils of being white. And, you know, people like this, you can tell where they're coming from. You know, and immigration, again, from Europe, was from a Kenite family, of course, and just despised everything. Everything white, even the white Christmas tree, apparently. So, you know, in the end, he winds up with a Christmas tree in the butt. and who says God doesn't have a sense of humor, huh? He was a right. Jewish scholar, quote-unquote, who managed to become a professor. Yep, a right. professor without even having so much as an undergraduate degree. Now, this is the kind of hatred that is, you know, expended by people like this. They spew hatred, and then they wonder why they're so hated. Well,
right.
you know,
well, I think his ending
comes home.
Said, I was going to say, I think his ending really sums it up. Yeah, I think he was really full of it.
That's exactly what I've been told. Yeah, and, you know, it's a poetic justice for somebody who just fills up with hatred and
right.
venom and you know, just baloney, really, to be honest with you. And this is why what we're seeing now is a last-minute, high-paced effort, last-ditch effort, you might call it, to try to finish off this country. Build a wall! Build a wall at the border, and that'll solve all of our problems as long as we Israelis get all of the lucrative contracts. Oh, we don't. We'll even volunteer to build. We'll build it out of the generosity of our hearts, you know, and we'll keep those aliens out. Well, as you've said right from the get-go, it's not going to happen. It can't happen. Most of all, that's not the solution.
Right.
And the problem is the H-1B visas.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Now, as far as what you're saying, who got the contracts, look, who got all the contracts for Homeland Security? You know, Accenture, okay, the Carlyle Group. You know, so mm-hmm. what are we trying to do, stop money laundering and all kinds of illegal activities? And the first thing you sure. do is hire the companies that have direct ties to the Chicago outfit to do the work?
mm-hmm.
You know, it was so
well.
And then, yeah, right. Right, and so, you know, that's where I see that going.
Hilarious. Absolutely
yeah.
hilarious. Well, it has also been reported that apparently the bottom has fallen out at CNN, Communist Network. The ratings now have hit a three-year low. I guess that does tell us something about how bad things are getting there now, huh?
Right.
It's amazing how
they're... Yeah. I see that as a positive sign. I think it's people are finally
yes.
waking up to Operation Mockingbird and realized CNN is nothing but a front for the Brofman Control Syndicate, the Brofman Syndicate that controls the Anti-Defamation League. You know, when they had to merge it with American Online with Ted Turner, that's how they moved in there and took it over. Same thing they did with DuPont in Delaware when they had the Marathon Oil merger, which was owned by the Brofman Syndicate, they took over that company. And hence, you know, that's how they control Joe Biden up to this day. So
sure.
it's interesting to see those two boys, you know, both the CNN and, you know, basically Biden are seeing their power brokers are basically falling apart right in front of their face. Couldn't happen to a bunch of people as far as I see it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It goes to prove there's always been a great divide between the American public, as I said with Kimmel, I said, you know, the man on the street versus the elite, the media. And this is more obvious now than ever before. Americans didn't want war. They didn't want World War One. They didn't want World War Two, but they got it just the same because the media told them they had to have it. And, you know, the textbook industry, which you've followed more than I have, is a classic example. How do you get into the schools with propaganda, video presentations, and the textbooks? Well, you publish the books. You publish the authors, who otherwise would have no credibility. So, you know, today, how many kids are going to read about the real story about Pearl Harbor if they even get that far? What will they be told, Art?
Well, they're getting their media. For instance, McGraw-Hill is a big book publisher, both in colleges and in K-12, owned by Michael Bloomberg. So they will get the Zionist propaganda that they want to push through in educating and dumbing down our kids, taking away their civics understanding of what really came about to make this country. That's what I see. And it's not only that.
And McGraw-Hill
is
one of them.
Huh? Right, correct. And then you also got the Annenberg School Reform Commission up there from Brown University, Providence, teaching the teachers, indoctrinating them to the Zionist propaganda. So
I know.
Who do we have in the schools that's countering this, their, communist agenda to dumb down our kids?
Well, you used to have the Phyllis Schlafly's and people of that sort who had the organizations against ERA and against textbooks in the school, and you had a bunch of other ad hoc and, other organizations to effectively boycott school books and bring in good schools and good books and good texts and so forth. But what happened eventually is either through the school committees or those who were delegated, the teachers and so forth, somehow they'd be ferreted out, those books. They'd be eliminated, and this one would disappear, that one would disappear from the curriculum. And I found that to be true in the libraries. You know, with the American Library Association, they used to have a Bill of Rights about freedom from censorship, and they were the censors. I found out here in Rhode Island, one director of the library, he admitted, yeah, we don't like that, but we don't, and he was homosexual. And he deliberately took off the shelves any books that were donated by the Birch Society, by the Conservative Caucus, the Conservative Union, any group against ERA, and he would take them off and say, well, there was no interest in them. they were up a week, and there was no interest in them. You know what I'm saying? So this is where you have the left working. This is how they operate. They interdict. They infiltrate. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say as an example, tell me a library in this country, I'd love to hear a caller say this, where they actually have the Barnes Review and the American Free Press freely available for any person at the library. Name a library in the country that has that.
I don't know of any around here.
Same here. Can't find them.
I wonder why.
That's an example how they're censoring everything. They want to show their Zionist Bolshevik agenda. You'll find lots of books on communism, okay? You'll find certainly a certain amount of books on white supremacy, but as far as Zionism, and organized crime within the Jewish community, it's as rare as hen teeth to find that kind of information.
You're right, and we've seen that with, for instance, the metamorphosis that's taken place with inquisitive young minds, where they somehow know instinctively, that they're not getting the whole story, so they are probing. If they're interested at all, some of them are. And they go online. And then YouTube shuts them down. Well, we don't have that anymore. It's a hate channel. We shut it all down. We shut up, natural news. We shut up anti-vaccine channel. We just close them all down because that's hate. And that's not good for the public interest. And we define the public interest, you see? And they're doing it again and again and again. And this is why they have, to corner all of the media markets because of fear. They fear us more than anything because light fears darkness fears light, the sun. And that's why, it says in the script, the son of man is the sun, is physically an example of the Son of God, the planets, the sun. All of this is symbolic of the fact that we live in darkness without them. And when Jesus comes, he says, I will displace all darkness. There'll be no more need for the sun, no more plant, none of that. The earth itself will be rejuvenated, but I am the light of the world. So now we can understand the spiritual sense why people are not being given truth except here and there on these networks.
Right, and given it's Christmas time now, how many public institutions now have a menorah and have taken down Christmas decorations? Excuse me.
Too many. Too many, Art.
Yeah.
You know, we just went through this thing in Rhode Island with the governor putting up this artificial Christmas tree. And I could care less, you know, the Christmas tree and all of that. You want to put the baby Jesus, the manger scene under it? That's a different story. Oh, but we couldn't do that. That might offend some people. So they picked an artificial tree, not a real tree, and that offended people. So you see, when you become a post-Christian secular society, it gets pretty bad. All right, we'll come back, folks. Quick call, 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams and Art from Philly.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. A reminder from Jerusalem Watch, very interesting for you, Art, as well. We'll take a call in a moment from Terry. But Bolivia, which just underwent an attack, a coup d'etat, instigated, in the view of some observers, by the Mossad CIA. Now, guess what the headline reads? Bolivia seeks Israel's help in fight against terror after ties are renewed. Wow, what a difference a revolution can make, huh? What do you think of that? Wow. Okay, let's take a call from Terry in Texas now. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Art. Just only calling in for my nickel's worth of commentary. You had mentioned, or Art had mentioned, about, you know, everything's being replaced, certainly on the religious side. I was just in, I don't know if I maybe called or mentioned this before, which I thought was so shocking. I was in New York City a couple weeks ago, and I was walking by Macy's, and, you know, emblazoned on the side of the building in giant lights, not Merry Christmas, not even Happy Holidays. That's all been replaced with one word, believe. But believe in what?
Yes, yes. This is the new secular God, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, believe, just the word believe, you know, attached to what? And then you are also mentioning, you know, the how people are being stripped through the property taxes. I got a little flyer in the mail about a week back, and where I live, I'm surprised it's not, the information is not a little bit more current, but they said in 20 years, from 1995 to 2015, property taxes have increased. Take a guess how much has gone up in 20 years.
About 400%?
Well, no, not that high, but it wouldn't surprise me. 227%.
There you go. I was thinking 2 to 4. Not bad, huh? Such a
deal. If it was today, in that intervening 4 years, it probably is close to 400.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what are you getting for your money?
Yeah, exactly. Well, signs all around the schools with big fences that say "No place for hate."
Right, right.
Oh,
where
did that come from?
Mob.
or the other ones are "Be kind."
Right.
Be kind to animals, or be kind to the Zionists.
Right. You have to support the diversity here and allow the organized crime through the Cosa Nostra to take over a community. And you're a hater if you're actually being aware of it and realizing that they're going to basically financially, you know, bankrupt the community.
Yeah, it provides an insulation and a shield for them to run cover.
Right, right.
Very nice of them, huh? So are you contemplating paying these tax increases again, or are you going to just move out and try to escape?
As you know, Rick, there's no place to hide.
No place on this physical earth, huh? I got you. Thank you, Terry, for your words of wisdom. Sorry, we're out of time, folks. No more time, but God willing, we'll do it again next week. And Art, thank you again for contributing mightily to the program. All right, we'll talk to you again next time, Art, and you folks. God willing, great show. And don't forget Pearl Harbor Day. Rick Adams, Uncensored, goes to bed. Goodbye, and Yahweh bless.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say
and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon. Extend your life with Extend.